Hi, my name is Daniela Breen, and this is The Light Show. Hello, and welcome to The Light Show. I am Daniela Breen. Here at The Light Show, we are focused on your light. Your light. As different from other light, from other light sources, everything from Earth, from Reiki, all the different kinds of light, your light specifically is what we are really focused on. We work with you to deepen your relationship with your light, to get strong in it, to learn how to work with it, how to be home, how to be free. Really, this is all about you becoming the ultimate sacred truth of all that you can be. And just to make it clear, your light is given to you by God. It is what God chooses for you. On the Light Show today, we're going to be diving into today's topic, which is living your light is home. Terrible name, I know, but the point is focusing on how being your light, living your light, how that comes about, how you come into the strength of it, how you come into the core of it, and how that condition is home. And home is the journey that humanity is on right now. We've been on it for several years and we continue to journey into the condition of being home. So this is going into living that freedom, living that condition. We'll also be holding a frequency alignment for you with your light. Every show we do an alignment and each alignment is unique and often related to the topic of the time. So we'll be doing that alignment today and I'm really looking forward to that. It's beautiful. Then we'll be going into the global work that you can do as a light holder, as a light being, as a light worker, the global work that you can do with us that we hold standing together shoulder to shoulder as light holders of our own light, how we hold that in humanity and how that supports the journey of humanity and freedom for all. So I'm really looking forward to our show today. It's a gorgeous subject and it holds a lot of depth and information for you. So before we dive in, I just want to say thank you for coming along. Thank you so much to all of my supporters of my work and those who hold presence in this show. Welcome to those who are new to this show. Please, if you like the show, then please subscribe to the channel so that you can be kept up to date with the show. Like the episode, share the episode on your social media. Listen to previous episodes if you haven't done so before. You can even download them and cut to the places that you want to listen to, the alignments, for example, the topics of the day. Get into it and have fun because there's a lot. Okay. So I want to start, dive straight into the topic today. I'm changing things around a bit. I used to hold the alignment first and then go into the topic, but I'm changing that around. I'm doing the topic now and then we'll jump into the alignment later. So let's go. Your light is the ultimate sacred truth of you. God gives you your light It is the truest identity of you that is. The truest identity of you that is. Your alignment into your light is an infinite journey. You master your life in your light over and over and over again. You master your skill, your purpose, the many different ways that you can express your purpose. You move beyond what you think is your purpose into more purposes, deeper work, more extraordinary work, more magical work, multidimensional work through your light that will take you into all that you have ever done in throughout your soul's history. It expands you beyond anything that you have ever been. As you move into it, you become master of living it and expanding in it and sharing it with all that is. Your alignment into light, your light, is an infinite journey. Alignment with external light, such as Reiki or Earth or nature or all the different kinds of light out there, cannot replace your alignment with your light. It is not better than, it cannot be and will never be more important than. It's not that those different lights aren't wonderful and that you can't work with them. You absolutely can, but the more you align in your light, the stronger you become in all of your external light alignments, the more extraordinary they become. Your alignment with your light is your alignment home. The word alignment suggests the coming into. For that is what you are doing. You are moving into an ever-deepening condition of consciousness and life that is you. You will know when you are truly home, when you experience complete presence of strength in your light. It starts as a gentle alignment, a truth, a journey from one truth into another. As you leave behind old truths that suited you temporarily, you will find that they take you into whole new truths of light, of your light. Your mind has to be healed. And so your journey from one truth into another means that you are not journeying straight into absolute truth. It means that you are living in temporary truths as you adjust to new thinking, new conditions, new awarenesses, and that allows you to be open to the next deeper truth, sometimes with a completely different foundation. That journey is confusing until you understand that the distortion that you're in is complex and ancient and holds many different lies within which we've been living for a long time. So your journey home is a journey of changing paradigms and conditions that you walk from one to the next as you are ready. So be willing to let go of the old truths. You'll know, you'll feel it, and open into new truth. I promise you that it is love. It is love that you walk. It is light that you walk. So you will know when you are truly home, when you experience complete presence of strength in your light. I know I am deliberately repeating myself. There is deeper flow with all of this. It starts as a gentle alignment, a truth. But as you go deeper, it becomes a force within. Never against the external. The state of within resonates completely with the external. In other words, you, your light, the world are one. Now, this is important to understand because it's different to the journey homeward, where we come up against things that are wrong, things that are distorted, and we battle them. And we get confused about them, and we might fight for our rights, or we might battle between what is truth and what is false and so on. All of that is part of the journey homeward, but it is not home. Okay? When you are home, you do not have anything to battle against. When you are home, you are free. You are not in battle. When you are home, the external aligns, is aligned completely with the internal. You, your light, the world, are one. Do you see? Feel the strength of that. This is not about controlling others. And this is confusing. When you're in the journey home, you're still figuring out how this all works. When you're in the journey home, the external seems to be a mix of for you and against you, with you, or even endangering you. And that is the condition that you're living in, because that's distortion. That's based in distortion. When you are completely home and free in any given moment, in any given condition, there is no battle. There is no enemy. There is no danger. There is you as your light, one and the same, and your world, one and the same. You, your light, your world, one thing, one part of the whole. That is you. And that is how you live your life. Now, Dan, that whilst you will be having increasing experiences of the conditioned home, it is not going to be absolute for some time. So you will, across time, come into increasing conditions or moments, numbers of moments, where you are absolutely home, or very nearly absolutely home. You will have experiences, but at the same time, you will also be distorted in other ways. And yes, they can cross over and it can be confusing. It is quite common for those to come home to believe that they have authority to command over others, It's a temporary distorted condition. When they are in that mix of being home and being present and also being distorted. If you hold this consciousness aware in yourself, if you recognize that condition, that it exists, then you do not need to perform it yourself. You can recognize when, if it comes to that point in your experience, that this is distortion. I can see that that person's distorted and they're causing harm, but I'm not going to cause them harm because I recognize that this is distortion. I think I know what's going on. I don't know the whole picture. This is an important consciousness to develop. And the reason it is so important is because it is supporting humanity home instead of adding to the distortion. Okay? When those who are coming home start adding to the distortion, it's not the worst thing in the world, but it is a problem. If you hold within yourself that you are not going to cause harm to others, you might have to defend yourself sometimes, but in general, you are not going to seek to cause harm to others or develop skill in causing harm to others, then that is strong. And that becomes part of your light. So the coming home to your light is paired with its opposite, the leaving and clearing of distortion. Distortion has been with us for a very long time. Our thoughts and beliefs are founded in them. When we outgrow old thoughts and beliefs, unhealthy lifestyles, we often believe we've come home into freedom, and it feels like it. However, what we've done is leave a distortion, a paradigm, and move towards home. For a long time, you will feel free and home when you leave those difficult and often painful distorted conditions from childhood and society. However, eventually you will come to understand that you remain distorted and will continue to move homeward. In that time, at some point, you come to realize, you come to recognize that the journey home is much bigger than the leaving of particular conditions of distortion. The journey home is greater than just you. The journey home is greater than just your family, your childhood, your condition. It is a journey that humanity is on, and the shift continues to be great. You are already on this journey. You are moving into your light. The stronger you become in your light, the stronger you become in living home, in being home, in being free. Do not worry. It is the journey of humanity in this time to be doing this. And you absolutely are moving in the right direction. So I am hoping that the concept of living your light and being home, as opposed to living into your light, moving deeper into your light and coming home, that distinction is clearer. That they are two different and related conditions, and that you will increasingly experience moments and experiences and conditions where you are fully home in the moment, fully free in that moment. You have become your light. There is no separation in that moment, in that condition. And so you, your light, your world are one. There is no difference. There is no separation. As opposed to coming home is where you're coming into knowing your light, coming into living your light, expanding in your light, becoming stronger in your light, learning more, knowing more, understanding how to work with it, understanding how to be it, what it is to live it. It is far beyond the words of the English language, or in fact, words of the human language to use. That is why light language is used once we step deeper and deeper into the light. Because the language of humans does not cut it. It is still so deeply tangled in distortion. But light language takes us beyond. True light language takes us beyond. You will hear more of it as you go, if you don't already know what I'm talking about. Okay. So that's what I wanted to share with you about that topic. Now we are going to go into an alignment. And your alignment today, remember that it is always about your light. Your alignment today is inspired by the topic that we just went through, the subject that we just focused on. Just grabbing a mouthful of water to keep talking, to keep sharing, and to keep the flow going. So please get comfortable. Breath in and out. In every point of view, your light is. In every point of your form, your light is. Your form includes your body, your chakras, your meridians, your electronics, all different aspects of your lightship, your earth lightship, your form. It is an extraordinary system. It is yours, and you will come to know it. By aligning to your light in a place of pain and suffering. You heal by finding the distortion, clearing it away, and aligning with your light in that place. You heal. You can do this to the level of your DNA, atoms, and cells of your physical presence. Because you are in every alignment with your light, you are taking it from God into the physical presence. From God, using your light, into density. Over time, as humanity comes fully home. Everything that we know as dense and hard and cold and intense will leave, and we will become lighter. We will still have physicality. We will still have 3D, but it will be lighter, easier, gentler. The intensity that we live currently will no longer be. The hardness that we have in our world today, the disease, the nastiness, the heaviness, the intensity, the sadness, the strangeness, the brutality, the cruelty will be gone. The freedom will be the center of our existence. Everything that is distortion in your form, you can clear. You can eliminate completely, and you can choose in its place your light, your freedom, your design. Everything in your form distorts your thinking, interrupts your relationship between you and your true mind, your sacred mind, you and your true heart, your sacred heart, you and your freedom, you and your soul. Finding that distortion and clearing it, and replacing it with peace, with your light, with love, with freedom, with your choice, and holding that firmly is you coming home. It is you coming home. And over time, it will change your condition, your experiences, and your thinking, your understanding, your comprehension, whether it is a cell in your body or an organ in your body, when you hold your presence in that place, and hold your light. If you find distortion, you clear it. Just with your intention, you hold. That does not belong here. You don't fix it if there is a needle in your eye that you see. You don't pull the needle out. You clear the needle and the eye. You clear the whole thing because it was all projected into your form. And in its place, you hold peace, strength, clear seeing. You don't have to rebuild an eyeball from scratch. All you have to do is clear what was projected in and hold in your light, clear seeing, strong eyesight. That's physical. You come home as you hold yourself present within your light. The choice you hold in your light of love, of peace, of infinite beauty and freedom impresses itself on the landscape of your form and alters your condition permanently. As you know your chakras, and as you come to experience your chakras and live your chakras, such a key aspect of your earthship, your lightship, your form. The chakras include a set of chakras that are most commonly known, although in limited fashion, that are your world chakras. They relate directly to your world, your living life, your daily life, the world that you live in on earth, as well as throughout the universe, as well as beyond. And more about how the chakras operate, how to work with them, how to play with them, how to deepen yourself with them. You hold your light in them. You heal. You strengthen. You manipulate the malleable energy. You go into your heart chakra and you see, is it spinning well? Is it the right size? Is it the right shape? If you're seeing it spherically, is it round? Is it smooth? If it's spinning well, you will barely even notice it's spinning. You hold your light in it. You hold with your light in the center of it. And you hold that position. Size, shape, color. Is it a beautiful color? Is it an iridescent color? Or is it dull? Is it murky? Imagine a jug full of light, pour the light into it and with the intention to clear it. You can even just hold and it will clear. Size, shape, color, damage. Is there any odd looking things? Is there something out of place? If you're seeing your chakra as a sphere, is there a tear in it, a spear in it? Is there a weapon in it? Is there violence? Is it bent? Focus on the damage and hold that it is gone, that it completely clears. If there appears to be a person or an entity attached to that, just include that in the clearing. They don't belong. They won't attack you. They don't even know you're there. Don't try to get their attention. Don't try to change their condition of consciousness. This could have been done a long time ago. Just hold firmly that it all goes, that it clears. And hold, and you'll feel it changing, you'll see it changing until it's completely shifted. You can do it. You are meant to be able to do it. It's your light ship. It's your earth light ship. This brings you home. This brings you into more freedom. Then size, shape, color, damage, spin. Look at the spin of your chakra. Is it wobbling? If it is truly in excellent condition, it will spin so smoothly that you will barely notice it spinning at all. You'll barely notice that there is motion. You can feel it more than see it. If it is spinning a bit roughly, hold in your light. And the light in the center of the chakra, hold that the spin becomes smooth. Beautiful, free, and strong. Every element of your form, every condition of your form can be cleared, can be strengthened to support you, can be eliminated if it doesn't support you, and can be aligned into what you choose. You can take it far beyond anything that you have read about, anything that you know about, into all that you can be, all that you want to be, all that you want to do. That is freedom. It is not about control over others. So it's not about, I want that guy or that woman over there, and therefore I'm going to control through my form what they do. That is enslavement. But to say, I want the condition of absolute love, a true partner to walk beside. I want to feel completely loved, adored, desired. I want to feel completely chosen and exclusively chosen. In other words, not being played around on. I want to be in a relationship and alignment with someone so deeply that I absolutely trust and can trust, and that I know my partner, my beloved, is equally as it feels loved and adored as I do. We share the one love. We share the one condition. If that is your choice, then it means, it suggests, and you're not experiencing it, then it suggests that you have distortion. It is 100% indicative that you have distortion that goes against it. So get cracking. Start holding for that choice, and that will bring you into increasing awareness of the distortion that is in your form. It won't be one thing. It will be a number of things, and it will have developed over time, and your form is infinite, so it will take time. But do the work. Do the clearing. Choose home. Choose home in every aspect of your life, in every condition. I promise you, the work is strong and freeing, and you are coming home. Okay. So take a deep breath. That alignment was as much training as it was an alignment, it became something different to where I'd begun. And that's fine by me because I share consciousness as much as I can. I want to talk to you about the global alignment. Now, this is where, as you work ever more deeply on your light within you, your light that God gives you, as you become deeper and stronger in it, everything that you do, everything that you develop with your light in mind as a part of it, changes your condition and also the condition of those around you. It influences everything and it influences humanity. So when you come together on this show with people all around the world who are holding their light, in this show, you come on this show, immediately your intention is to hold your light, whether you think about that or not. And as you listen and work and develop and deepen, your light holding grows stronger, more present, more in more diverse conditions. And you become stronger in your light. It is through your form more deeply. It is through your life and your choices and your activities and your light work more and more deeply. So when I say to you that holding that influences humanity because you are a member of humanity, and therefore we as humanity hold a common form. Okay, so we have our individual form, we have common forms for every group you belong to, whether it's your family or your workplace or whatever it is, you hold common forms with them. And your light influences these forms and therefore the conditions that come from them. And so it is with humanity. And so when we do this consciously, so consciously we are together as a group here on this call, everyone from around the world. We are each holding our own light in common ways where we work together and in unique ways where we develop in ourselves. And we stand globally in humanity, holding our unique light in this common gathering. And what I can tell you, because I see it, is what an extraordinary mandala of light it generates in humanity. Now, this light is made up of the consciousness, the varied consciousness and conditions of individuals who are striving to be home, striving to be free, striving to be completely aligned with their light. And in some cases, in some conditions, stronger in their light than they were. And when we do this and hold with the intention that we choose this for all those who would choose it for themselves, their freedom, a world where they are free, where they are at peace, where they are safe, where they are strong, where their strength is working with them, where they are, know themselves as sacred, where they know their lives as sacred, where they are creative, where they are purposeful in light, where they are magical, where they are a part of a wondrous community or many wondrous communities of light. When we do this, when we stand together and hold this intention firmly in our form, we are holding it in the human form, in the common human collective form, the choice of freedom for all, and a growing depth of knowing and understanding and living what that means. To feel the strength of that. To understand that every individual who is present on this call has a common idea of what that means, and also varying ideas of what that means and varying relationships to that. All of that common and the differences makes this strong. Feel the strength of it. All of it honors the individual human's choice to partake or not partake of this condition. Freedom is a choice. And that may be confusing, but people have a right to come to their own conclusions and walk their own paths in this. So this is not about overruling people's free will. It's about honoring their free will and what they truly choose for themselves, allowing them to be this, supporting them to be free. And us walking home and going through this process, these processes repeatedly and deeply and in all different directions and in all different ways, comes impressed in the human collective form, available, deepening, widening all of humanity's possibilities to doing this or other things for themselves. In other words, the stronger, the more adept, the more skilled, the more conscious, the freer we become. All of that journey, the journey and the outcome, is impressed in the human form and opens doors for the rest of humanity to experience their own versions of this. And because on this call we have an array of people walking their own paths home, developing their skills, strengthening their life in their own ways and in common ways. Because of that, can you understand, can you comprehend the amazing mandala of light that is held firmly when we choose it, when we consciously hold this firmly in humanity, in the form, that becomes so much more readily available to them without them even knowing what's going on, without them even listening to the radio show. They will feel inspired. They will feel supported. They will feel guided. They will have ideas that lead them into conditions of freedom and of journeying home. Stand with me shoulder to shoulder. In the human form, holding for the freedom of all. We stand together. Whew, okay. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for being present, for holding your presence with this work. Thank you for holding yourself in the deepest light work of you. If you haven't been here before or you haven't already, please remember to subscribe to this channel. Please remember to like the show, to comment, to share the show on your own social media. It has real positive repercussions as you do that. The light expands. In our next light show, we're going to focus on standing free as life distorts. So this is getting into the skill of holding your light in difficult situations and understanding that as humanity is on the journey home and distortion gets loud when light comes in, it means that as you can see around the world, there's more and more drama. We've got drama in weather, in disease, in all kinds of things, politics, religion, you know, and it's getting louder, it's getting more dramatic. So increasingly, learning how to stand free in your light is a powerful tool of condition and consciousness. The show will be held on Pacific time on the 7th, Monday the 7th of February at 3 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time, the 8th of February, Tuesday the 8th of February at 10 a.m. Remember that we have playbacks with this show and there are other shows. And know that I am actually working to improve my skill with all of this so that I can make it more interesting and more thorough. Better presented. So I'm working on it. My skill is as a light worker, but I've had a lot of distortion in my own condition around presenting my work. You know, light work gets targeted pretty heavily. But that's okay. Everything is flowing well. Thank you so much for being here. Also remember that you can go over to my website, daniellabreen.com, and sign up for my e-zine. It comes out reasonably regularly and keeps you updated with everything that's going on. I have a community and that comes together in different ways through Facebook and online in live calls and so on. And you are welcome to join us and welcome to be a part of a community of light that chooses to be aligned in light, in their own light, in their strength, and in freedom and coming home. With that in mind, head over, sign up for the e-zine if you haven't already done so. Join us in the different calls. Join us on the light show. I look forward to seeing you around and meeting you and getting to know you. Have a beautiful day. Good night. Thanks for joining me on The Light Show. Bye.